Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday night, late Saturday night, and we find our boy Archie in his jalopy just driving his best girl, Veronica, home after a big night at the school dance. They're just arriving at Veronica's.
Well, Veronica, here we are.
My goodness, home already?
Yep, home already.
Oh, my goodness. It seems like the evening just began, and here it is over already.
Yeah, that evening just flew by.
Mm, it certainly did. I guess it's because, well, because we like each other.
Gee, I guess so. Did you have a nice time, Veronica?
Mm-hmm, I certainly did. Did you?
Sure did. It's the nicest evening we've spent together since, well, since last Saturday night.
Uh-huh. But tonight's dance was the best yet.
Yeah.
And the soda we had after the dance.
Yeah.
And the drive back home.
Yeah. Especially when we stopped for red lights.
Archie.
Well, it was fun, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Oh, golly. I wish this evening could go on forever.
Well, I don't.
You don't?
Uh-huh. In fact, in a way, I'm glad it's over.
Why, Archie, how can you say a thing like that?
Oh, I mean it, Veronica. You know why I'm glad the evening is almost over?
Well, I certainly do not.
Well, it's because I love the way you say good night.
Oh, Archie, that's sweet.
I kind of like the way you mumble while you fumble for the key. More time for kissing me. I love the way you say good night. I kind of like the way you linger with your finger on the bell. More kisses and they're swell. When you say, gotta get home by 12, I always say, let's go. 'Cause you can take longer to say goodnight than any three others I know. I love the way you say goodnight. I kinda like the way you snuggle while you juggle with your comb. I'm never, never, never going home.
Oh, Archie. That was very nice.
Gee, did you like it?
Oh, yes, Archie, I really did.
Well, I wish it were true. I wish I didn't ever have to go home.
Do you really, Archie?
Uh-huh, really.
Me too. Oh, I could have danced with you all night long.
Yeah.
I particularly enjoyed the first dance of the evening.
Yeah.
And the second one was fun, too.
Yeah.
And the third one was cute.
Yeah, but I liked the fourth dance best of all.
The fourth dance? Oh, but Archie, we were out on the terrace for the fourth dance.
Hey, that's why I like it best of all.
Oh, Archie, stop. Oh, but the fifth dance was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, and how about that sixth dance?
And the seventh dance?
Yeah, and the eighth dance. I thought the eighth...
Is this dance going to last all night?
My goodness, my father.
Oh, boy.
Father, is that you?
It is.
Well, what are you doing up at this hour?
Well, that's exactly what I'd like to know. Who's that down there with you?
Archie.
Archie? Oh, my breaking back. Young man, do you know it's 1 o'clock in the morning?
Well, gee, my watch only says 5 to 1.
What?
Well, it must be a little slow, Mr. Lodge. I mean...
Mind what you mean, Archie. This is no time for you two to be standing around oohing and aahing over the dance and waking everybody up.
Yes, sir. I'm going home right now, Mr. Lodge.
It's about time. And good night.
Night, Mr. Lodge. Gee, I'm awful sorry I woke your father, Veronica.
Oh, that's all right, Archie. Oh, well, I guess it is getting a little late.
Gee, I guess so. Time to go.
Uh-huh. Good night, Archie.
Good night, Veronica.
Nighty-night.
Nighty-night.
Night now.
Night now.
Night.
night.
Good night!
Good night? Oh, who was that?
It was me. Are you still down there?
Oh, Mr. Roger, I'm sorry, sir. I was just saying goodnight to Veronica.
Yes, so I gathered. But there's two more good nights, and it'll be time to say good morning. Now, Veronica, will you please come inside, go to your room, and go to sleep?
Yes, Father.
And Archie, will you please go home?
Yes, Mr. Lodge, I'm going right now.
All right.
Night, Veronica.
Night, Archie.
Gee whiz. Don't see what he has to get so annoyed about. Just one day goodnight to Veronica, that's all. Didn't he ever take a girl out and say goodnight to her? Jeez. Is it my fault if he's a light sleeper? I guess it is a little late at that. But he still didn't have to act like I was trying to wake him up on purpose. Oh, well, I guess he's just the irritable type. Everything bothers him for no reason at all.
Archie! Is this any time to start drilling an oil well?
Huh? Oh, Mr. Lodge. Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Lodge. My car...
It's the middle of the night, Archie, and I want to get some sleep.
I know, Mr. Lodge, but I can't...
And I've already asked you, my boy, twice now to go home.
Yes, Mr. Lodge, but you see...
All right, so please stop making all that noise and go home.
Well, gee, I'm trying to, Mr. Lodge. Oh. You see, I started to start my car, but the starter doesn't want to start, and I'm starting to think that if the starter doesn't start starting pretty soon, it isn't going to start starting at all. You understand?
Archie, look, I do not understand. Whatever brand of English you were using just then is a way beyond my feeble mentality at this hour. But this much I do understand. You are making too darn much noise, do you hear me? Too much noise!
All right, Mr. Lodge, all right. I'll be very quiet. Very, very quiet.
We'll see that you are. And good night.
Gee, well, he sounds like he's getting mad. I'd better get out of here fast. Mr. Lodge, I'm having a little trouble with this.
I thought I asked you to go home.
I'm trying to, Mr. Lodge, but my car still doesn't want to start.
Well, if I were that old, I wouldn't want to start either.
Huh?
Never mind! No, Archie, for the last time, will you or won't you go home?
Gee whiz, Mr. Lodge, I'm trying
to. Well, if that alleged car of yours won't start, then walk.
Huh?
You heard me. Walk, walk. You can't sit there in the middle of the night exploding that compounded motor and waking up the entire neighborhood, you understand me?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Good night.
Archie, Archie, what's the matter?
Well, hi, Veronica. I can't get the jalopy started, and your father's getting mad at me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe you better walk home.
Well, that's what your father said, but I hate to leave the car here.
What's wrong with leaving it?
Well, nothing, but it's a pretty valuable car, you know. And if I just leave it lying around in the street all night, anybody could steal it.
Well, somebody might at that.
Sure, or I might get a ticket for parking all night.
Well, you might at that.
Sure, or who knows what might happen to it. No, sir, Veronica, this car and I have been together for a long time. Where I go, my car goes.
Well, I guess you're right, Archie. But if it won't start, what can you do?
Well, the only thing to do, I guess, is call my father and ask him to come and tow the jalopy home with his car. Can I use your phone, Veronica?
Oh, of course, Archie, but won't your father mind being awake at this time of night?
Oh, I won't be waking him, Veronica. Mom and Dad were going out tonight, and they probably just got home. Dad won't mind.
Well, I hope you're right. Come on in, and you can call.
All right.
Veronica, that you? Oh. Where are you?
Oh, here I am, Father. I just went out to see if I could get Father.
All right, well, all right. Now, please come up and go to sleep, and... That's all. Now the dead young idiot's gone home.
Oh, Father, he's
just... Next time, Veronica, you go out with that scatterbrain. Say goodnight to the front gate.
Oh, Father, I think you ought to...
Better still, Veronica, still. Better still, find someone to go out with who has a brain in his head.
Oh, but, Father, I've been trying to tell you...
I've never in all my born days heard of such things going on.
But, Father, Archie is still here.
Veronica, don't you think that I know he's still here? Oh, no, Archie. Well, hello, Archie.
Hello, Mr. Lodge.
Hello. I really didn't mean anything, Archie. That is, I meant to say I was trying not to say, oh, me. Well, what's the use of trying to explain? Archie, I apologize for what I said. I guess I'm just a little upset, that's all, you know. Just a little out of sorts at this time of night, being awakened from a sound sleep and that sort of thing. You understand, don't you?
Oh, sure, I understand, Mr. Lodge.
Yes, well, now I'm glad you do, old man. No hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
Good, fine. Have a cigar.
What?
I'm glad you understand.
Oh, sure I do. My father calls me worse things than you just did.
No, he does. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's too bad. I mean, I'm glad he does.
Huh?
Oh, great. I don't know what I mean. Archie, look.
Yes, Mr. Lodge?
Look, would you mind telling me, please, just what you're doing back here again anyway?
Oh, he wants to use the phone, Father.
Well, the phone. Oh, all right. I thought, wants to use the phone? Not now?
Uh-huh. I want to call my father to come pull my jalopy home with his car.
At this time of night?
Oh, he won't mind, Mr. Lodge. And besides, it's not safe to leave my car out there all night.
Not safe? Why not? The street cleaners don't work Sunday morning.
Huh?
Father?
No, they don't. That hunk of junk of yours is far too big for him to cart away.
Oh, now, Father, that's not nice. Archie's a friend of mine, and this is an emergency, and the least we can do is extend the courtesy of letting him use the phone. Well, after all, Father, where's your hospitality?
Well, at this hour, it's still sleeping. All right, go ahead, Archie. Use the phone, and you bust to get your limousine out of here. No use arguing with you all night.
Gee, thanks a lot, Mr. Lodge.
That's all right. But please be quick about it.
It'll just take me a minute. Operator, get me Riverdale 725, please.
Well, this is one call your father's going to enjoy all the way there.
Oh, he won't mind, Mr. Lodge. He's always up late on Saturday night. He never minds. Hiya, Dad. This is Archie.
Archie who?
Archie Andrews, your son.
You must have the wrong number.
Gee whiz, he's still half asleep. Dad, listen to me. This is Archie. I don't have the wrong number. I'm sorry I got you out of bed, Dad, but I'm at Veronica's house and my jalopy won't start, and that's why I had to call you at this hour. Now, do you understand? Oh, fine. He fell asleep right on the phone. Dad, hey, Dad, wake up.
Yes, huh?
Dad.
Who is it?
Archie.
He's not in. I'll tell him to call.
All right, I'll wait. Wait, Dad. No, I don't want to talk to Archie. This is Archie.
You must have the wrong number.
No, great. Dad, we've been all through that. I don't have the wrong number. This is Archie, and I want you to come over to Veronica's house with the car and tow my jalopy home. I can't get it started. Okay? Oh, no, he's asleep again.
Oh, good heavens, Archie. Is this merry-go-round going to last all night?
Just another minute, Mr. Lodge. Another minute. I'll get him awake this time. You just watch. Hey, Dad, this is Archie, the kid who keeps asking you for money.
Oh, Archie, what thicket you want?
Well, he knows who he's talking to now. Dad, listen, are you still awake?
Yeah.
Well, Dad, I hate to bother you, but my car is stuck at Veronica's house.
Yeah.
Could you drive over here with a good car?
Yeah.
Dad, did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Are you coming over? Dad, are you sure you understood what I said?
Fine.
But, Dad, come over right away. Hello? Hello? See, was he hung up?
Oh, my goodness, did he fall asleep again?
No, he was talking to me, Veronica. He said he heard me and he'd be right over.
Yeah, well, he's certainly a much more understanding man than I would be in his place.
Oh, sure, Mr. Lodge. Dad's a good egg about things like this.
Yes, he must be. But as long as he's coming over, Archie, then that settles that. Now, look. Your father will probably be here in just a few minutes, so would you please do me the favor of waiting outside in your car so we can go to sleep?
He was sure, Mr. Lodge. I'll wait outside for him.
All right, fine.
And I'm sorry I've been so much trouble, and thanks for letting me in
home. That's all right, Archie. That's quite all right. Good night. Now, who the dickens will be calling at this hour?
Oh, I'll get it, Father. Hello?
Oh, Veronica, this is Jughead. Is Archie there?
Yes, he is. Archie, it's for you.
Me?
I might have known.
Hello?
Is that you, Archie?
She was Jughead.
Who did you expect, a boogeyman?
No, Jughead, I did not expect a boogeyman or you either calling me here at this hour. What the dickens do you want?
I want to know what's taking you so long. You said you'd pick me up at Agatha's house after you took Veronica home.
Jughead?
Yeah,
Jug, I was going to,
but I... stay here any longer. We'll be engaged.
Jug, I was...
I already tested and I
Why now?
Martini's unlucky.
No, fine. Jug, never mind the jokes. I can't pick you up because
I... can't pick me up. Well, it's a long walk to my house. My feet hurt.
Jug, I know...
I'm going to dance on my feet all night.
Jug, I...
the way she dances, even my corns have horns.
Jughead, I... Jughead, all right, your feet hurt. Agatha doesn't know how to dance, and you're wearing your Uncle Herman's shoes. But I am not interested in hearing about your big feet right now.
Oh, big feet.
Jug, I was just...
My feet are no bigger than your feet.
Jughead, I...
You're so small, I'll come over there and measure feet with you right now.
Jughead, look, for the last time, I don't want to argue about feet now. I have other troubles.
Like what?
Like my car won't start.
You mean it won't?
No, it won't. And my father's coming over here to tow it home.
Well, I can still come over there and get a ride home with your father, can't I?
Yes, Jughead, I suppose you can. Oh, but Jughead.
Yeah?
If you're coming over here, don't come in. Just meet me outside at my car.
Why?
Because that's where I'll be.
Why?
Jughead, stop asking so many foolish questions and meet me outside. Too late at night for a lot of company to be coming over here.
Oh, I'll be right over. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm awful sorry about this, Mr. Lodge. I didn't know Jughead was going to call here.
Archie, look, you listen to me. Before this goes any further, let me say this. I don't care who's coming over when. I've said 6 times now that I want to go to sleep, and by George, I'm going to go to sleep right now. So I don't care if Jughead or your father or even the King of England is coming over to rescue you. Now then, you can just wait outside in your car and wait quietly. Do you understand?
Gee, but sure, Mr. Lodge, I understand.
Good, fine, great. Then if you don't mind... It's getting very late now. Now what? Hello!
Hello, Mr. Lodge?
Yes.
Well, this is Mrs. Andrews. I hope I didn't wake you.
Oh, no, I'm wide awake, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, that's good. Is my son there?
He most certainly is, and that's why I'm wide awake.
What?
Never mind. I'll let you talk to him, Mrs. Andrews. Archie's for you.
Thank you. Hello, Mom?
Yes, dear. Archie, did you call here a while ago?
Yes, Mom, I did. Why?
Well, your father got out of bed to answer the phone, and when he came back to bed and I asked him who was on the telephone, he said, what telephone?
Oh, no.
And then he said he had a dream that you called him from Veronica's house and said your car was stuck. But I insisted that the phone is really wrong. You must really be at Veronica's.
Gee whiz, Mom, I really am. I'm waiting for Dad to get here.
Well, don't worry, dear. He'll be there in a few minutes, just as soon as I wake him up.
Wake him up? You mean he's asleep again?
Yes, dear, but don't worry. I'll get him out of bed and I'll send him over there right away.
Okay, Mom, but hurry, please. I can't wait here all night.
All right, dear. Come on.
Bye, Mom. Gee, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Lodge. My father thought my phone call was just a dream and went back to sleep.
Archie,
and then
Archie, please, look. Your father's dreams are very interesting and all that, but so far as this has been a nightmare to me. Now then, is your father coming here or not?
Oh, sure. Mom's waking him right now and then he's...
All right. Then don't bother. Now that everything... everything is settled, I can... what the dickens is that?
Muffin, it sounds like Jughead.
Jughead, all right.
Well, will you shut him up before he wakens the dead? Jughead, is that you?
Yes, Mr. Lodge. Are you still
up? I am. And will you please stop screaming your head off?
I wasn't screaming my head off. I was just calling Archie.
I know that. But why in tarnation don't you ring the doorbell?
I didn't want to wake you up.
Hi, Archie.
Hello, Jughead. Now, just a minute. Before this thing goes any further, I like the team spirit you kids show and all that, and I admire your friendly attitude. And I'm absolutely dazzled by your energy at this time of night. But will you please include me out of your plans to rescue Archie Jalopy? And leave? No.
You would sure, Mr. Lodge. But you know something?
No, Jughead. At this stage of the game, I don't know nothing.
Gee, your English isn't very good, is it?
Jughead, never mind my English. You just tell me what I'm supposed to know.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But while I was walking over here, it dawned on me that maybe Archie's car needs a push to get it started.
Yeah.
And maybe Veronica could push it with her car and get it started.
Yeah, Jughead, now, that's a very brilliant suggestion, but
hey,
I suggest...
that is a good idea, Jughead.
Now, wait a minute, Veronica.
Yeah, I bet that'll do it.
Now, Archie,
sure,
don't
would,
you...
Especially if he's still on the way home.
Jughead, I don't want
him. I'll go get my car out of the garage.
But, Veronica, come back. It's too late for that sort of nonsense now. Veronica!
Mr. Lark, it's the middle of the night.
I know it's the middle of the night. What do you think I've been yelling for this past hour?
I don't know. I just got...
You just... Archie, if you don't take this friend of yours and yourself out of here, I'm telling you, I may lose my temper. Oh, that's all. Archie, why don't you save me the trouble of picking up the phone and handing it to you by answering it yourself? I know it's for you.
Oh, it couldn't be for me, Mr. Lodge. Who'd call me here?
Anybody at all. Answer the phone.
Okay. Oh?
Archie, is that you?
He was Betty. It is for me, Mr. Lodge.
Oh, you don't say.
Hiya, Betty. Well, what makes you call over here?
Don't these kids ever get any sleep?
Well, I figured you'd still be there, and maybe you could help us out.
Help who out with what?
Well, after the dance, Billy Pringle and I and a whole gang of kids came over to Genevieve's house. But now that we're ready to go home, Billy can't get his jalopy started.
See what he can?
No, the battery's dead. So could you bring your car over and push Billy's car?
If you with Betty, I can't. My car won't start either.
It'll be a law against these confounded jalopies.
Hi, is your battery dead, too?
No, the battery seems to be okay, Betty, but the car just won't start.
Well, here's what we'll do, Archie.
What?
I'll bring all the kids over there, and we'll get your car started first.
Oh, no, Betty, you better not...
And then you can drive us all back here and push Billy's car.
Betty, I don't...
And then all the cars will be started again. Isn't that a peachy idea?
Betty, that's
my...
That's
right over,
right? Betty, no. Wait, Betty. Hello. Betty, no. Oh, boy.
Now what's the matter?
Betty's bringing a whole crowd over here.
Well, that's fine. There's nothing I like better than what? Whole crowd coming over here?
Mr. Lodge, I tried to stop
it.
Now, see here, young man. What do you think this house is anyway? A convention hall? A country club? A private meeting place for your friends?
No, Mr. Lodge, I tried to tell her not
to. You listen to me. What would you like to have me do? Install a secretary to take your messages and answer your mail?
I'm awfully sorry all this
Archie,
happened.
Archie, I was sleeping peacefully when you arrived, and now look. Jughead's here, and your father's coming over, and Betty's coming, and, well, who knows what's going to happen next.
Oh, nothing else is going to happen, Mr. Lodge. I guess again. See, that couldn't be for me.
Well, it better not be. Because if any more of your scatterbrained friends, I'll...
Well, Mr. Lodge, what are you doing up?
Well, Andrew.
She was Dad.
Oh, there you are. Young man,
I'd like to say hello to me, Mr. Andrew.
Jughead, be quiet.
Okay.
Now, Aunt, would you mind telling me what in the name of heaven is the meaning of all this nonsense?
See, it isn't nonsense, Dad. My car won't start, and
I know that, but why are you calling people up in the middle of the night and upsetting Mr. Lodge? Mr. Lodge, I'm terribly sorry about all this. I don't know why the boy is acting like a scatterbrain.
Yeah, that's just what I told him.
Yes, I... You told him. You told my son he was a scatterbrain?
Well, yes.
Who gave you the right to call my son names?
But you yourself just...
Never mind what I said. He's my son, and I can call him anything I like.
But I didn't call him anything. I just...
Oh, yes, you did. I heard you.
I'll be glad to hold anybody's coat.
Just to keep on. Now, I want you to understand, Lodge, that anything you say to my boy, you had better be ready to say to me.
All right, then. Scatterbrain.
That's better. For a minute, I thought you... What? Scatterbrain! Are you calling me a scatterbrain?
I certainly am. The boy must get it from someone.
See, with Dad, don't start an argument with Mr. Lodge.
Archie, I'll argue with anyone I please. What the dickens is that?
Oh, who would blow a horn at this hour except one of Archie's nitwit friends? Who's out there?
It's me, Father. Oh. I have the car out of the garage.
Lodge, you were right the first time.
Oh, wait just a minute, Veronica.
Archie, please.
What the dickens is that?
Lodge, I...
Archie, we got
Billy's car
started.
Betty, will you wait a minute?
Betty.
Archie, please. Veronica, just...
Veronica, will you stop shouting out there at this time?
Lodge, will you just let
Boy,
me have...
Boy, you can't have now, Billy.
Just
Betty,
will you...
Come on out, Archie. We'll give you a push.
Betty, I...
Up to Betty, I will.
Veronica, I... Stop, boy, that violent horn. Now, just a minute here. Just 1 minute. And you'll be quiet, too. That's better. Now listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone just about far enough. Too far, in fact.
So has Archie, too.
Jughead. Jughead, for the last time. Shush. Now, that goes for all the rest of you, too. I have never in all my days heard of anything like this. What the idea of you kids calling and yelling and blowing horns and using this man's house like it was a circus?
We're sorry, Dad. It just kind of happened by itself.
Well, by George, see that it unhappens, and right now. First of all, you can apologize to Mr. Lodge.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lodge.
Oh, that's all right.
Now, say goodnight to Veronica, and one good night will do.
Night, Veronica.
Night, Archie.
And Betty, you go tell your boyfriend of that 1890 limousine to take you and himself home as fast as he knows how.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Jughead, you can call with us, and we'll take you home.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
All right. Now, Mr. Lodge, I apologize again. I'm sorry I lost my temper a minute ago.
No, that's quite all right, old man.
No, it isn't, but it'll have to do. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, Veronica, thank heavens that's settled.
Oh, my goodness. It has been a hectic evening, hasn't it?
Hectic, Veronica. Hectic isn't even the word for it. But at least everyone is finally gone, and now we can get some sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I hope I don't see hide nor hair of Archie and his friend for a long time to come.
Oh, you won't, Father. Not for 7 hours.
Yes, I know. Seven hours? What are you talking about?
Well, they're all calling for me at 8:30 tomorrow morning. We're going to play tennis.
Going to play tennis? Now, you listen to me, young lady.
Oh, my goodness, what's
if
wrong with
you? If you think you're going to run around all night and then get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, you...
The Andrews will be back in just a moment, but first, today our country is spending millions of dollars for defense, and we're training millions of men to protect our nation in any emergency. But all of this preparation will fail unless we can control inflation. Yes, inflation can destroy our country just as surely as a military defeat. We can't send soldiers to fight inflation. Every citizen has got to get into the battle himself. It's up to all of us to increase production, cut down on buying, and support price and wage ceilings. And now back to the Andrews. It's a few minutes later, and all of Archie's friends have gone home, and Archie and his father are just getting into Mr. Andrews' car.
I hope you've learned your lesson, young man.
Yes, Dad, I sure have.
All right, then we'll just leave your jalopy here and come back and get it in daylight when we can see what we're doing. And won't wake everyone. Oh, good grief.
Gee, Dad, what's the matter?
I don't know, but when the sound of that started, the battery is dead.
The battery said you mean
oh,
your car won't start easy with
that?
How are we going to get home
the door nailed?
Listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Yeoman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Gloria Manrose and Mary Rice. The part of Mr. Lodge was played by Jack Hartley. This program transcribed is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. You who would like to see our show can obtain tickets by writing to Archie Andrews, NBC, Radio City 20, New York. And we'll get tickets to you as fast as we can. Meanwhile, listen next Sunday at 6:30 for more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Mel Brandt wishing you a very pleasant weekend. So long, everybody.